This text is George Matheson's text, and so I'm going to read you exactly what I said to the audience when we did it last year, which is Elaine Hagenberg's words. This next piece is a setting of a text written in the late 1800s by George Matheson. At age 20, George Matheson was engaged to be married, but slowly he began going blind. When he broke the news to his fiancée, she decided that she could not go through life with a blind husband. She left him. Before losing his sight, he had written two books of theology. Some feel that if he retained his eyesight, he might have been the greatest leader of the Church of Scotland in his day. George's sister offered to care for him. With her help, he left the world of academia for pastoral ministry, wound up preaching to roughly 1,500 people each week blind. The day came, however, in 1882, when his sister fell in love and prepared for marriage herself. The evening before the wedding, George's whole family had left to get ready for the next day's celebration. He was alone and facing the prospect of living the rest of his life without the one person, his sister, who had come through for him. On top of this, he was surely reflecting on his own aborted wedding day 20 years prior. It is not hard to imagine the fresh waves of grief washing over him that night. In the darkness of that moment, George Matheson wrote this hymn. He remarked afterward that it took him all 5 minutes, and it was the only hymn he ever wrote that required no editing. In each verse, Matheson repeats the opening line 3 times. The thought here, of course, is that he's paying tribute to what would ultimately become his one true love, the Church.